Northern Ontario physician Dr. Patrick Brian Phillips has not yet had a formal disciplinary hearing into allegations that he is spreading misinformation about COVID-19 and the vaccination process, but the College of Physicians and Surgeons of Ontario, CPSO, has put some hard restrictions in place that will affect Phillips' medical practice. Phillips lives in Englehart and has practiced medicine in Englehart, Kirkland Lake and Nipigon. The college will also have the right to inspect the medical charts of his patients. Phillips was named by the CPSO for allegedly engaging in social media communications between August 2020 and September 2021 regarding the COVID-19 pandemic and related issues such as public health measures and vaccines. It is alleged that Phillips has spoken out against the need for vaccines. It is also alleged that Phillips is incompetent in relation to his communications. Along with the historical social media comments Phillips has posted in the past year, he has also posted several notices in the past few days saying he is proud of the stand he has taken to speak out against the medical establishment. In a recent Twitter posting, Phillips said patients should contact police or a lawyer if they feel they have been coerced into accepting a COVID-19 vaccine. Phillips has been ordered to respond to a disciplinary tribunal, which will be held at some point in the future. Among other things, Phillips has said anyone who feels coerced or is in danger of losing their employment should be allowed an exemption from vaccines. In view of that, Phillips has been directed not to write any exemption letters. As of Monday, September 27, CPSO has imposed the following 5 restrictions. 1. Drive. Phillips shall not provide medical exemptions in relation to vaccines for COVID-19. 2. Drive. Phillips shall not provide medical exemptions in relation to mask requirements for COVID-19. 3. Drive. Phillips shall not provide medical exemptions in relation to testing for COVID-19. 4. Drive. Phillips shall not prescribe ivermectin, and 5. Drive. Phillips shall not prescribe fluvoxamine and atorvastatin in relation to COVID-19. In addition to those restrictions, Phillips is further ordered to post a sign in all waiting rooms, consultation rooms and examination rooms of the Schedule A from the notice of hearing that describes the incidents of disgraceful, dishonorable or unprofessional conduct, leveled against him. He must also allow CPSO to carry out unannounced inspections wherever he is practicing along with inspections of any patient charts he has written. Len Gillis is a local journalism initiative reporter at Sudbury.com. He covers healthcare in Northern Ontario.